And welcome back to YCSO Behind the Badge, the first podcast of 2024 to be exact. We appreciate you listening and learning a little bit about the ins and outs of the York County Sheriff's Office and about the hardworking men and women who serve our citizens each and every day. Hey, go visit our website, yorkcountysheriff.com, if you have not done that yet. Unfortunately, the other day, and the reason why this podcast is airing today is because the other day we had a thing called a storm come through. So on the same day, on the 9th, we launched a new website. So what we had with all that going on, we tried to launch a new looking website and blended it in and all the trees and flooding and everything happening around in the county. So if you have time, go check it out. We told everybody who's listening to the podcast, hey, you got the exclusive, podcast exclusive, that we're having a new website popping up. It's got a brand new look, same great information. We spent about the last 6 months giving the page a little more fresh, modern look, moving things around so it makes it easier for you to keep up to date with what's going on here at the Sheriff's Office, news, events, crime prevention information, so on and so forth. So there you go. Go check it out, yorkcountysheriff.com. And while you're there, you can go look at the bottom right-hand corner, all our social media pages. There's a list down there. You can go click on those and keep up with what's going on. So it's a new year, so like we like to do every year on the podcast, so we like to bring the boss in here, Sheriff of York County, Kevin Tolson, to give a State of the Sheriff's Office sort of thing. You know, the governor has State of the State, president has State of the Union, State of the Sheriff's Office kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It puts you on the spot. I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing, but I'm trying to make it a thing.
Okay.
You know?
So, all right. So, I'll ride with you.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Last time we had you on here, we brought you in along with Dr. Nikki. We introduced everybody to Dr. Nikki, our new director of employee wellness. And as you always say, she's busy, and I see her every, like, maybe she and Titan walk through the hallway, and I'm like, hey, there goes Dr. Nikki. Goes, and then she's off to doing something else.
Well, now it's there goes Titan, and Dr. Nikki's following behind.
That's right. Titan just walks right in. Like, have the door open. He just walked in the other day, he just walked right in, and I said, Titan, you do not realize how awesome this is at this moment that you walked in, because I'm stressing out on something stupid. you came at the right time,
Titan. He just comes in and calls.
Oh, and Dr. Nikki didn't name just them. I was like, oh, yeah, Dr. Nikki, he's in here. That's what it was. So it's like, but he just came in and just leaned up against me, let me pet on him, and it was perfect. Perfect timing for that moment. So how are things, State of the Sheriff's Office?
Well, that's a good segue, Trent. You mentioned Dr. Nikki, and that's really been a goal that we're not there yet with our wellness program, but mm-hmm. it is certainly fast-tracked and just codifying what we want to do for our employees mm-hmm. From a wellness standpoint, and then doing it.
Yeah.
And so I'm really, really excited about the future of that, and I'm excited to be a part of a group of law enforcement agency heads who, in my opinion, are forward-looking and understand the needs, the mental needs of our employees and our staff,
mm-hmm.
and what this job, what this job can do to you, and preventing the bad things that it can do to you, and bankrupt the South Carolina retirement system when they retire, live a long, prosperous, happy life after a year, years and years of community service. So that's one thing that in 2023 that I'm really, really excited about.
About 2023.
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah. It came about last year. That's one thing that I'm excited about 2023. And moving forward in 2024 is developing that program and continuing to help our staff here be very mindful of the toll that the job can take on you. And I'm really excited about our community. Our community and our council are just fabulous. They mm-hmm. council has been very supportive of the initiatives that I've taken, especially on the enforcement side, to retain and recruit
mm-hmm.
people. And we're one of the few agencies that I'm aware of across the state that is actually on the enforcement side full.
Yeah, and that foolish.
Foolish, yeah. not foolish.
Foolish. Full, F-U-L-L-I-S.
Yeah. And you know, knock on wood, you know, I don't know what that recipe is. I just know that we've been very intentional about our recruiting and mm-hmm. our retention. And I couldn't do that without the support of the community and without the support of council.
Right.
Detention is trending upward.
Yes, sir.
And we've been very intentional also with detention. Those folks, and again, I can't ring their bell enough. I can't sing their praises enough in detention. Those folks are just absolutely tremendous.
Salt of the earth.
In the job that they do, the tough job that they have, a job that I can't do, that I'm very upfront with them.
Same.
I tell them, you do a job that I just don't have the tools to do. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job. So we're constantly looking for ways to recruit and retain in detention. It's a tough job.
Yeah, we have an event coming up at the end of this month, close to, I think it's Wednesday in the 24th, I believe, January 24th, another recruiting
event.
Yep. And those are always pretty successful for them.
Yeah.
So, I hope that I got that date right. I should have had it on my calendar in front of me. But, we were talking about recruiting. It's almost, I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago. It's almost gotten to, like, recruiting in law enforcement and how it's gotten close to, like, recruiting for college sports. You know, you look for the best person, and you see that you have a good person that you want. And then that person has the option to go to whatever school they want to go or whatever sheriff's
office. Well, we don't have a transfer portal here, and we're not going
to
do NIL.
That's why we have to worry about the transfer portals, like retaining those people. So it makes sure, right. I got this certification. I can go transfer anywhere I want to now. So, but we've done a really good job of holding on to people, keeping them out of the transfer portal, right. So to speak. So, and it's, you know, all the stuff that you've done with Dr. Nikki and all the programs and everything, and even detention. I mean, like you said, we're trending in the right direction, and people are actually, you know, making careers out of it now. Yeah. So,
well, you try to create an environment. Yeah. And my environment is family oriented. You know, try to have an environment here where it is like family. And I gotta really pat our folks on the back when personal things happen. You know. Personal crises, our staff really, really steps up to the plate and helps each other out.
Right.
You know, law enforcement is a very unique profession. There are unique individuals who are in the profession. And I like to say with the new recruits, we are like family and we fuss like family.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody outside of law enforcement can mess with our folks.
That's true.
We just mess with ourselves.
That's right.
We're very black and white, very rigid, I guess. But when folks here need help, we step up to the plate. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have got the Doty Fund our foundation. We have – I can't tell you how much we've spent, Trent. Mm-hmm. Upwards of $50,000 probably given to local officers. Actually, not just local, regional.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we've replenished that fund, thankfully, through fundraising. And, you know, it's available there for staff who you know, have financial needs that otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Unforeseen medical expenses that just pop up.
Sure.
Everybody has it. But
tough financial times.
Yeah.
And we try to couple that with when they have tough financial times. We try to couple that with some financial counseling so that maybe the employee wasn't managing their finances as good as they could.
Should have, yeah.
Yeah. And so we try to do that so that they're not back in the hole needing help. So, you know, that's just one thing that I'm really proud of. You know, we're coming up on the anniversary of Mike's death.
I was going to mention
6 years. It doesn't – sometimes it seems like 60 years and sometimes it seems like
– Doesn't it?
6 months. And, you know, one of the things that I told him was I'll never let you be forgotten. And the Doty Fund is a way that Mike continues to live because that's exactly what Mike would do. He would reach into his own pocket.
Hand out.
And help people.
Give it to you.
And so – We've got the Ruck this weekend.
Yes, sir. I was working on a post to let everybody know that we're going to be in this Saturday morning, on the January 13th, if you're listening on today, which is the 11th. So.
Yep. So that's, again, another way. You know, and folks have asked me, how long is this, you know, how long are you going to do this? How long?
Shoot.
As long as it takes to continue to remember Mike's sacrifice, sacrifice. You know, his brother, his twin brother, is actually part of our wellness program now.
Yes.
And it's what he does in the military, so he's very well versed in helping other officers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited to see what he and Dr. Nikki do with our program. And, you know, it's very fitting. That's another way that Chris is his own man. But that's another way that Mike continues to remind us the things that he did and the sacrifice, obviously, that he made. So it's a tough time of year in certain ways, but also it is definitely a time to remember Mike and the other officers. We can't forget them who were shot. And
we did lose Myra McCants this past year.
Yeah, and, that was a bad part of 2023.
That was a downer.
What a sweet soul. You never knew what was going to come out of her mouth. And it's just...
Or how long you would have to talk to her.
Disheartening that her son's killer, 32 years, almost 32 years ago, 31, going on 31 and a half.
Yeah, 31.
Is still sitting on death row. It's one of the biggest shams.
The other one's getting three hots and a cot. Yeah, yeah. They're just sitting there.
You know, and she sat through appeal after appeal and hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing. And that was my fear, that she was going to pass before she could see justice done.
Man.
I say this. I'm an advocate for accountability. I'm an advocate for the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not gonna serve justice to families, don't sham them. Just do away with it.
It's like stringing them along.
If you're not going to carry out justice the way that the law says that you can and should, then just don't do it and put it to bed. Let families put it to bed.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we lost Myra, and that was a tough loss.
Sweet little soul. Yeah, she had a shocker when it came.
She had a tough time.
Yeah,
there in her last few years physically, and so now she's up there with Brent. And smiling and
letting them know everything.
Good Lord knows what's coming out of her mouth right now.
I hope she's not saying in front of Jesus. Because sometimes she'd be like, oh, Myra.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember sometimes I would get on the phone and she would call and we would just talk for, she would talk for hours. I'd just sit there and listen try to listen. And so it's going to be sad not seeing her at the memorial this year in May and everything. So it's just sad. But it's just one of those things, like, you know, we don't forget Mike. We do the Ruck. We do this weekend. We don't forget Brent. Yeah. Every year on the anniversary, as long as I'm sitting in this chair as your public information officer, we are not going to forget anybody.
Absolutely.
Who has made the ultimate sacrifice. Thank God we've only had, you know, four. Two that you and I know of in our recent life and history and everything like that. So that's it. No more.
Let's keep that memorial wall clean.
Yes, sir. No more. So, all right. So, next up is 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you're looking forward to. We talked about the recruiting, talked about wellness. Anything else that you're looking forward to this year?
We are in the process of making a fairly significant purchase of a robot dog.
Ooh.
Sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
But... it's not just cool. After the officers were shot, I've made it my mission to mitigate as much risk to our police officers on high risk calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a demonstration of SPOT.
We were meant to come up with a better name.
That's right. Well, we've got ideas.
I know. I got some good ones. You and I are on the same page here.
But this dog is straight out of Terminator, I guess. It opens doors and can enter dwellings so that officers don't have to.
Yes, sir.
And they can sweep. The robot dog is truly amazing. You can kick it over and it writes itself.
Which I did.
Yes.
I literally, like, when, give you a quick story. When we had the demonstration, I was there. Yeah. So it opened the door, went into our training facility building over there. The people who were demonstrating the dog were outside. I was inside with a couple of guys, and I said, you know, they kicked it, but that was probably the salesman kick. I used to be a kicker in high school. I coached kickers at Rocky Hill High.
Yeah, it's 100 pounds.
Played soccer. I mean, I put a boot into it. Didn't even dent it. It just stepped
slid
over. Slid
over
and stayed on its feet. And I was like, oh, all right.
Well, it'll have a lot of uses. And, you know, again, that mitigates officer safety. And that's, you know, that's my goal.
So
we're looking forward to getting that in the works and having that at our, not only our disposal, but really any law enforcement agency in the area.
Countywide, heck yeah.
Doesn't matter where you work. I've always had the mindset, my fellow sheriffs across the state or fellow law enforcement agencies, if I have it and you need it and it helps you and it keeps your officer safe, then
use it. Bar it.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to, again, the wellness program and then just keeping the hammer down on retention and recruiting.
Yes, sir. Got some new videos coming out. I don't know if I told you about it.
Yeah. Man.
A couple, I just got to get on this thing and working on them.
Speaking of videos, let's talk about the scammer. you know,
Who knew?
Right?
Who knew that one? I've been doing them for months.
You see 60-plus pounds of fentanyl, and it gets a little bit of traction, a little bit of newsworthiness. But then you bust a scammer, and you video it, and I think you said BBC. I know you sent me an article from LA Times. Locally, it's still running on the news.
I saw news thing in India picked it up. I don't know India like India, not Indiana. India, the country. India, Breaking News Network or whatever it was called. I don't know. I looked it up.
So I'll just take this opportunity to remind folks: we will not call you and tell you,
yes sir,
that you owe money. That just doesn't happen. Nor will any law enforcement agency that I'm aware of. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and Sergeant Jim Jones or whoever calls you and threatens you that you're going to go to jail.
A cook the other day. We got a cook. So we don't even have a cook in the entire, not even detention or enforcement side. No cooks work at the sheriff's office. So, nobody will call you.
Nobody will call you and tell you that you have to send a certain amount of money through a pay app or a green dot card or
Zelle, Venmo, nothing like that.
No, we don't operate like that. And again, if you hear from us, it will be a person with a badge and a gun and a car with a legal piece of paper in their hand to hand it to you.
At your front door.
Right.
Or wherever they can find you. So yeah,
it was entertaining though, busting the guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like we've been doing these videos for the longest time. You know, and I got the idea a couple. You know, Jonathan Gilbert, our community relations officer. It's, you know, he's newish. I mean, he's been here for what, 2 years now, and then finally he called, come up, and said, "Hey, there was a guy, somebody tried to scam a citizen using my name." I was like, "Well, welcome to the club, Jonathan." So I did a video on it, and then after that,
into the club.
Yeah, everybody, you know, we Captain Reed joined the club a couple of weeks ago with a video you and I did with him and everything, and so it's just these scammers and. They go to our fancy new website and they see your name, my name.
Anybody just pick a name,
and they use it. And that's not the way it works. We don't use nobody here. And they use, like, Sergeant Tim Smith has been used. And we have two Tim Smiths.
One's here. A sergeant, one's not.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, they've used common names, too, that you would think, oh, there's got to be a Tim Smith or a John.
Yeah,
whatever.
And sadly, this scammer, he shut his number down after I called him.
Yeah.
But that was voice over internet. He's got another line up and running right now.
100%.
Just, you know, it's on the other end. It's the victim end that we have to educate folks. Don't do it. It's a scam. Yeah. Call them. I mean, call them out on it. Tell them look, I know this is a scam. You know, offer to meet them here.
Yeah, and if they fire back at you, fire back at them.
Well, I had a friend call me, and I actually was on the phone with the scammer. And a local deputy was calling because somebody missed federal jury duty. Well, first of all, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm glad to meet you with her at my office and give you the money that you say that she owes you. And he didn't have an answer to that. So tell people, yeah, I understand. I'll pay, but we're going to do this at the sheriff's office, or we're going to do it at our local police department where I have a witness and you can accept this money.
Yes, sir.
And I guarantee you'll hear a click or a beep or something rather quickly.
Yeah.
When they know that you're on to them. So there's all kinds of scams. Jury duty.
I'm going to put something on the website today about it.
Yeah. And it, that's exactly what it is. It's a scam, and all we can do is our level best to educate folks to not fall for it.
Educate,
sadly, too many people have.
Yeah, educate until everybody learns. So that's all we could do. So, that was fun. Thank you for allowing me to make those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Because I couldn't figure out how. It's like, how do we keep it? Trying to teach people how to, or somebody's got to learn. And you've mentioned to me in the past, because I've come to you in the past, and I said, hey, Sheriff, I don't know what else to do. He goes, Trent, and this is this quote from you. You said, you don't know how many people you have helped learn not to fall for the scams.
That's right.
It's just the one random people, and that hurts because you're like, oh.
It's typically the elderly and their scare tactics that they use, to bully people and scam them out of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you scam 15 people in a day out of $1,000, $15,000 in a day is pretty daggum money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a business, and that's why they're in the business of scamming people. So
that's right.
Don't scam. Don't fall for the scams.
2024, scam no more.
How about that? Yeah, there's write it down. Write it down. I'm writing down that. But to remember, scammers prey on fear, boredom, and ignorance. You know, and I'd say ignorance in a nice way.
In a nice way. Not educated about the issue.
Yeah, it's just the thing that they use. So, also 2024, sir, it's this thing in November called an election.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't know if you heard or not.
I didn't realize
that. It's a thing.
It's not on my mind a bit.
We have these president people who are trying to run. We have some state people who are trying to run. And this is your year, sir. We're good, right? We're good?
We're good. I'm running.
Okay.
I don't know if we're good or not. We'll find out
in
November.
I know, but I just need to let people know that we're good, right?
So I've been honored. I really have. It's been a roller coaster, but I've been honored to serve as the sheriff for the last going on 8 years now. And I got one more in me. I've got the energy. Mm-hmm. I think I've got the mindset. I have a millennial who provides me free training.
I got three of them.
Which she's going to probably try to charge me for one day. But if I get through this next term, I'll be 59, and I don't know that I'll relate to the 21-year-old very well. I don't want that to go stale, to have the understanding of the next generation that's coming up. And by the way, and I was really apprehensive when I took office about the next generation of police officers. And I had my own perceptions about this generation, but I'm really, really happy about the young people that we're hiring right now. They are solid kids who still, you know, have a calling and accept the training and the guidance from, you know, from some of the older staff.
Yes,
and you know, I don't have the from
TBD.
Diamondback's coming back.
Yeah, buddy. So, anything else before we wrap it up? I mean, it's 2024. So, I mean, it's January. You got to look. I mean, it's 12 months of, you know, 12 months of stuff, but I think we covered it. We got the annual report coming.
Yep.
I'm working on
it. Much sooner than last year.
Yes, sir. We'll come back and bring you back and talk about that once I get all the numbers and everything. That's a hint to all the supervisors out there I've been hitting up for the last couple of weeks. Get your numbers in so we can get that report out before Citizens Academy, which we have a full class coming up, 2024 Citizens Academy. We've got a class of 28, 29. And it felt bad to cut some people off.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, oh.
That's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have.
You've got the community wanting to be involved and learn about the operations of the office.
Which goes back. We have super community support, and so they're all excited about coming back and being a part of it and learning what's going on here. So we talked about hiring needs. We got it. What else? Anything else? One last thing. One last.
Thank you. Thank you. York County.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, community, for being as supportive as you are, because without it, I can guarantee you your law enforcement services would suffer. So thank you to the community. Thank you to council. And I'm just looking for a great year.
No, we're going to have it. I just have this 2024. It's just a good number. I don't know why. 2024 just seems like
much that can rhyme with
even
it.
All the numbers are even, 2024. Yeah, 2024. Diamondback.
Scam no more.
Scam no more. There you go. I wrote it down. So, all right, Sheriff, we appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's like the state of the sheriff's office kind of thing.
Thank you for everything that you do for the office. I get a lot of good comments about how active our social media platforms are. So
we have good engagement.
Good engagement.
And you'll see that in the annual report. We have good engagement. Yeah, we have all the followers. But you can have a crap ton of followers, but if you don't have the engagement, them actually going to the page and looking at it, it's worthless. So we have really good engagement, which you'll see in the
I would tend to agree with that.
I've got you, man. So, all right, one last thing. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, tell people about the podcast. And if you notice, we've got the new website. Go check it out. Go listen to this in your car. Go check us out on our website. Go check it out on social media pages. We're on all the big ones. I tell you all of it. Just go check us out on our social media pages. Tell your friends about the podcast, because we got a list. The list is better. We got a couple of them this month that are going to be really good. And February. I haven't put them up on the list yet, but good stuff on the podcast coming up this year. And just remember, sign up for those notify me alerts on the website. Brand new website. When you click on it, you'll see the thing that says notify me. Click on that, because I'm going to be sending you more stuff on notify me. That means you're going to be getting more text messages and more emails. That's what it's for, because believe it or not, Sheriff, there's 90% or I think I've told this stat before, it's something around 95% of all people who have smartphones nowadays.
Oh yeah.
But it's less than 70% of people are on social media. Now, I've been focusing a lot on social media. I said, but everybody's got a smartphone. So if you sign up for alerts, you're going to get the
information you need.
Everybody's going to get
from it. From the source.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for saying it.
From the source.
Say it for people in the back. No, I'm just kidding. All right, folks. Thanks again for listening to YCSO Behind the Badge.